Tokyo Radio listeners. Dr. Groovy with Frequency and Phonology. Saturday, 4:30 to 6. Same time every week. Now you are here. Welcome to killradio.org, Frequency and Phonology. Hey all y'all out there, Dr. Groovy here. Hey, I want to let you know that we've got a Kill Radio benefit coming up tomorrow night at the Lost Souls Cafe. And you know what? I'm really glad I'm saying this with these people in the room right now, because what's the address of Lost Souls Cafe? 124 West 4th Street. 124 West 4th Street tomorrow evening starting at 6 p.m. You can come and see a whole lot of great acts that are actually going to be playing acoustic, and all of them are drawn from the cache of folks that we've had on this show here, which is a show that comes on Monday. I think it's Monday afternoons now with John Hirschfield and Mark. I don't know.
Mark Colombo?
Caldwell, right? Mark Caldwell. Sorry, Mark, if you're listening. God. I know everyone by their first name or their playa name or something like that, but otherwise I don't know what to call them. Anyway, so they do this great show with lots of cool bands that come here and play in the studio. I'm sorry, that's not the one where they play in the studio. This is the one where we get their CDs and whatnot, and we play them on the air, and it's bands you've never heard of because they're like making their own CDs, making their own music, and sending them over to John and Mark. So now we're going to give them a venue in which to play, and it's going to be Lost Souls Cafe, and it's right here, 124 West 4th Street. So tomorrow night, it's 6 to 10 p.m., it's a $5 suggested donation, and we'd love to have you there. I may be working right there at the door, and so you could see me on your way in. That's me, Dr. Groovy. I would love to take your money. So please feel free to come by and drop it on me. And it should be a really good show. So come on down, and it's going to be a monthly occasion, correct? Yes. Every third Sunday at Lost Souls Cafe. So if you miss this one, there are other ones that you will be able to show up for, and we'd love to see you anytime you want to come. And hopefully it'll help us keep this place going. And you know how much you want us to keep this all going, right? Big time, right? Okay, good. That's how you should answer. Hey, the number here is 213-252-0998. We'll see if Tommy D shows up. And thanks to Lost Souls Radio for a great send out there. I appreciate it. And let's see. We'll be talking about things today. You know, frequency and phrenology. We're always talking. We're always talking. We're always thinking and listening to that good old music. Let's see what Otecker is doing now.
Come to wash us, Lord, away. Roger Williams gonna baptize me. Breathe the water in so we can be so pure like him. So pure. But it's not just the First Baptist Church. It's the First Baptist Church in America. And it's right there in Providence. It's right downtown. And I'd like you all to come and see it. I'd like to show you around. You see, it's right there in Providence. It's right downtown. And I'd like you all to come and see it. I'd like to show you around. His name is Roger Williams, man. He's got soul. He's the man of the cloth. He likes to rock and roll, beating on his Bible just to stay in time. 10 little Indians standing in a line. All the Narragansetts never had a clue. Roger Williams, don't take will to deliver you. Wash away our redness, purify our skin. Also, we may be a Puritan. His name is Roger Williams, man. He's got a soul. He's the man of the cloth. He likes to rock and roll. Beating on his Bible just to stay in time. 10 little Indians standing in a line. All the Narragansetts never had a clue. Roger Williams, don't take will to live with you. Wash away our redness, purify our skin. Also, we may be a Puritan. His name is Roger Williams. He's the man of the cloth. He likes to rock.
stupid.
There you go.
All the time I have to say hello, baby. I have to wake up every day. I have to write, I have to shout, I have to play records all night. I'm in a loop, I am the loop. I have to make up, dress up, show up. I got the fave, I got the tricks, I have to put guests on the list. I have no right to complain, I have to pretend to pretend. I have to shine, I have to sign, I have to never trust you blind.
Every girl. I'm waiting while you're licking, sucking, picking the sweat. Just when you realize there's nothing left to regret. Move on over, number one's about to rock it. I'll slip on when you boys are in a French knot. We'll play a game, it's like you're gonna get hot. That's the time you're gonna get so damn hot. You wanna see my pussy pop, 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 pop. I'll be hitting the bottom, you'll be blowing your top. Hitting the bottom, blowing your top. Hitting the bottom, blowing your top. Hitting the bottom, blowing your top.
Peaches, thank you very much. Peaches, she's got some cool ass sound there, doesn't she? I like what she's doing. Her voice is really deep. I really like that. But man, when you listen to what she's saying, whew, sometimes it makes you just feel a little gooey, you know, a little sweaty, a little nervous. I don't know. But anyways, that was Peaches, Two Guys for Every Girl, which is a good idea, I think, and really is opposite of what we have here in the Los Angeles area, unfortunately, for me and for other single women. But, you know, that's just the way it goes. But, yeah, you know, I would say Two Guys for Every Girl, you know, and if that was in some kind of a romantic sense, you know, I would just ask that they were rather clean, possibly even attractive, maybe even respectful. Because, you know, otherwise, I don't really want them around. I'm just, you know, I'm up to the point where I'm really kind of sick of guys, even girls, really, honestly, who are so full of themselves that, you know, you're supposed to be their, you know, slave or their butler, maid, their cheerleader. I don't know. Just like, you know, come on, be comfortable with who you are. Be comfortable with yourself so you can be comfortable with another person. You know what I mean? Learn about you. And then maybe you're ready to be with someone else. But I think unfortunately in today's society, we don't learn enough about ourselves. We're learning so much external text and data that we don't really look inside of ourselves and find out who we are. And I'm not saying I know who I am and all that kind of stuff. I'm saying I'm trying. But I guess I'm suggesting it as possibly a good idea. You know what I mean? So, something to think about. Something to think about. And then there was this Miss Kitten, and I like her stuff. I might have played that same song last week, but I can't remember. Slim Cessna's Auto Club. And then a couple of songs that I'm not sure where they came from. One was called Naming of Parts, and one was called Neutron Lover. I just found them on my computer, so I played them. And then Otekla, Reniform Pulse. So, you know, I thought I'd look up the old St. Patrick, because today is, of course, March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, otherwise known as my grandmother's birthday, and it happens to be her 90th. Happy birthday, grandmother. I know she's not listening because she's busy partying at her church. There's a huge party going on for my grandmother because it's her 90th, and because she's a cool lady. She is a cool lady, Damaris K. Humphreys. She is super cool. She's one of the first environmentalists. No, not first, but she's in my family. She is the environmentalist. And, you know, she'll have canvas bags to go to the grocery store with, and, you know, she'll pick up trash. She's just walking along the street, things like that. So she's really cool. So, yeah, so I thought I'd look up the old St. Patrick, because I'm sure I've known at some other time before who he was and why we celebrate a day for him. Oh, which I found out now is a season. Beer commercials are now saying Happy St. Patrick's Day season. So you don't have to feel like you need to drink green beer just on one day. But now there's a whole season in which you can drink green beer, and lots of beer, and any kind of beer, because, you know, Corona even had a little Shamrock in its bottle. So, you know, an exciting time for beer companies, bars, and drinkers everywhere. So how did it come to that? How did St. Patrick come to a season of beer drinking madness? That's what I want to know. There's some strange kind of flow of events that led up to the fact that, you know, a big sweaty guy with a beer belly and yelling and having a good old time at some crazy bar, how that came from a saint. So how did that happen? You can give me a call if you know. If you know interesting little tidbits on the life and times of St. Patrick, please feel free to give me a call, 213-252-0998, or you can use the AOL Instant Messenger at Kill Radio Station, all one word, and I am currently making sure that that's on. It is on. And so, yeah, if you've got little tidbits you can give me, that'd be good. But here's what I found from Wikipedia, which, of course, is the universal encyclopedia now because it's on the net. And, wow, I hope people are – I read an entry the other day that was just – I think somebody who was totally high wrote it. And it was something scientific. I can't remember what it was right now, but I was going to write them a letter and say, this is really scary. So let's see how close to reality this one sounds like. St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland, was born probably in Roman Britain about AD 385 and originally was called Maywin. Think he got beat up in the schoolyard? M-A-E-W-I-N. Maywin Patrick. Is it Maywin Patrick? Is it Patrick Maywin? Was it just Maywin and then it turned into Patrick? See all these questions? So confusing. And then he escaped from slavery after 6 years and went to Gaul, which was, I think, France at the time, if I'm not mistaken, where he studied in the monastery under Saint Germain. So we already have another question there. He escaped from slavery. Why was he in slavery? What was that about? And of course, you know, I guess we're talking about Roman Britain slavery. So, Okay, so there's more questions. Let's see. Oh, wow, we have a call with someone who maybe can explain things. So let me see about that. I will get back to you, and I'll get back to this scintillating history in just a moment.
Hi, Dr. Groovy. This is DJ Chicken Leather. I'm having lunch with Trenway, Dave, what's your last name? Balog. And Big Bike Dan. And we're all sitting around here at Summerlong getting some Thai food before we head back to the studio and invade the studio with sounds from today's war protest. It was a huge crowd. They estimated about 50,000 people.
Wow.
I got to meet some other people and stuff. Yeah, you can say wow again.
Wow.
Because a lot of them, it was really funny. They said there would be more people, but a lot of them were already intoxicated because, as you know, it is
St. Paddy's Day.
St. Paddy's Day.
We were just discussing that on my show. I was just giving the history of St. Patrick. And I thought you were calling to help me out with the history, but you...
it's really easy. There's snakes in Ireland, and for fuck's sake, they got to get those snakes out some way. I think it was St. Michael that grew them out. Anyway, the Thai food is coming. I just want to prepare you and the audience for the fact that later today, they've made the yellow curry here at Somalon green in honor of St. Patty's Day.
So excellent. Everybody's getting in on it.
Everybody's green. And of course, my favorite green story is green McDonald's shakes with peyote about 10 years ago that Dr. Hunter S. Thompson said that's the only way he'd ever drink a McDonald's shake. So anyway, we're going to fill people in later on about that.
Okay.
Today, talk is cheap at 6 o'clock. We just wanted to tell everybody that including Oza Motley, Jackson Brown was there. We have that on tape. We also have a couple other things. The food is coming, and I'm being served right now. So I got to go. Anyway, Kill Radio.
All right, we'll see you in an hour.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, wow. Well, that was an unexpected treat for us to talk to DJ Chicken Leather, who will be on very soon with the Talk Is Still Cheap, and he'll have a lot of guests and things. Let's see what Bumblebee's 81 has to say, and I'll come back to you with St. Patrick. In smoke, wake your noises until I awoke, provoking a dream to get stoked. Once he stroked me, the queen, goddess of the darkest scene, thought the eyes meant you were keen. Maybe I'm just caught in this spotlight and contort. Images so bright, spark your blood in a boy. We jump in and grind and speak my words. Keep voice in time and lyrics just be shining like hot meat blind and fame. I'll be finding a pull upon me. We're across the seven seas to get my songs played and people please. Tell your dumb bitch to get off her knees. She just seems to stumble, I do it with ease. Making you buzz like the sound of the center and pop it in a blender, then you'll be the contender of this lyrical juice. I keep in juice, you'll be in juice. right. Yeah, do you want to get loosey-goosey? Loosey-goosey for St. Patrick's Day. Hey, this is Dr. Groovy. I am still with you here on Frequency and Phrenology. Looks like we're not going to be doing too much phrenology today, but we've got some frequencies for you. And I'm still trying to figure out why St. Patrick was, I guess why he was canonized, why he has a day named after him. And did you know that St. Patrick's Day is actually the day he died? I think that's kind of interesting because most of our holidays are someone's birthday, you know, the day they entered into the world. And for some reason, we are celebrating the day he died. And I don't know if that's because everybody wanted him dead and that's why we celebrate it, or they were so happy that he died that they could make him a saint. Maybe that's it. I don't know. But apparently, some of the reasons why he's so known and loved is that, well, first of all, he of course wanted to convert pagans in Ireland to Christianity, and that's very important because, you know, we want to convert every pagan to Christianity, no matter where we are. And definitely we as Americans should go around the world converting pagans to Christianity. So St. Patrick did that. And there was a time at which he was very successful at winning converts. So he could really convince you that Christianity was the right thing to do. So, but he was not very liked by the Celtic Druids because they were, of course, seeing their paganism go down because of Patrick. And Patrick was actually arrested several times but escaped every time. And he kept traveling, establishing monasteries throughout Ireland, setting up schools and churches, which would, you know, help him in his aim of converting the whole Irish countryside to Christianity. So, he died in 461, but also some things say that that he could raise people from the dead. Okay, and so let's look at how Christian that sounds. I don't know, but you know, as far as I knew, I know they kind of believe in like a heaven and a hell, but I don't know if they believed in reincarnation. Or if that was a good thing to do. I for some reason thought that Christianity particularly thought it was not really a good idea to raise people from the dead. But apparently he could do that. And apparently there was a sermon on a mount, so to speak, an Irish hilltop, on which Patrick drove all the snakes from Ireland. Although, as this little entry states, paleontologists have pointed out that no snakes were ever native to Ireland. So there were never snakes there in the first place. So it would be a really easy thing to say, I drove all the snakes out of Ireland, go find one, see if you can find one. And you couldn't, because there never was one there. But maybe nobody knew that. And the whole thing about the shamrock, they say, stems from how Patrick would explain the Trinity using a three-leafed shamrock. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So, okay, so St. Patrick's Day as a day started in America in 1737. So very early on in the history of America, we decided that this was an important enough man to give him his own day. 1737, okay? Not much going on in America. You know, I mean, the building of America. But we were still a very new nation, and we decided that that was important enough. And that's very interesting to me, because I'm still not finding where this man was so illustrious that we should have a day named after him above, you know, I don't know, Buddha or Muhammad or something like that. But, you know, of course, Christianity. I know, Christianity. That's what's going on. And then it's really funny because this Wikipedia entry even has something called the Celebration Overview. And they describe all the different places where there are St. Patrick's Day celebrations and the fact that it is celebrated worldwide. And there is a phrase, everyone wants to be Irish on St. Patrick's Day. Oh, everyone wants to be Irish on St. Patrick's Day. I sure do. I want to drink green beer. I want to do it all throughout the year, actually. So not just St. Patrick's Day, but so, yeah, there's tons and tons of big celebrations in Ireland. It's a 5-day festival. all kinds of cities in America have it. It's just crazy. And again, I must ask the question, why is it that drinking beer is so much a way to celebrate the saint? I'm still not getting the connection. And there's definitely a little discussion here about how the Irish in America would proclaim, they would have these kind of contests where people who are Irish would claim they could drink more beer than other people, and other people who said they were Irish for a day said they could drink more beer. And then I think there were like contests, and you could drink things like lager, dyed green, Irish beer and stout such as Murphy's, Smithwick's, Harp or Guinness, Irish whiskey, Irish cider, Irish coffee, Bailey's, Irish cream, all kinds of choices. So maybe that's where it came in. But, you know, I wonder what St. Patrick thinks about all this, you know? I mean, was he a true Christian because he could raise people from the dead? Why was he sainted? Why do we drink beer in honor of him? And why did we start this in America in 1737? I'm still confused about it. So if you can help me out, you can give me a call. 213-252-0998. I'm glad I read about this. I'll have to go to different sources because, as you know, I always make a point to say that if you're learning something, you should probably look at different sources because just one source, you know, you have opinion and bias. And the more sources you look at, the more evened out that opinion and bias may be, at least in my opinion, my humble opinion. So I'll have to look at some other things too. But interesting so far. I have questions, many questions. So I hope you had a good time if you were at the protest in L.A. today. I actually missed it, but sounds like it was fun had for all. 50,000 people, Ozo Motley played, Jackson Brown played, a lot of people still protesting the war on terror that is still going on throughout the world, but mostly in Iraq and Afghanistan. And something which we don't have much control over, unfortunately. I hate to say it, but I feel rather impotent as a citizen of the U.S. that I can do much about the efforts of our government, the efforts of our president. I really, you know, if I could tell it to him to his face, that would be great, but I'm sure nothing would change. So anyway, kudos to all the people who are out there. I hope you guys had a great day. Taco is Still Cheap is coming up, and they will give you more talk on that. Now let's listen to the Crystal Method with the American Way. Kill Radio.
Way.
got to tell you that I love, I really do like Crystal Method. I like a lot of stuff they do, but this is really low energy. It kind of drags, kind of makes me feel like maybe they were stoned when they recorded it. Or that, I don't know, they were just really trying to stay on beat so hard that they decided to go really, really slow to do it. So I'm not really fond of that song, I must say. But it did say The American Way after I was talking about all the American Way stuff, so I thought I'd play it. But now we're going to move on to something else. I love you, Crystal Method people, but, you know, I just like your earlier stuff better, maybe? Or faster, harder stuff better? I don't know. Anyway, let's try out some Faint that I believe has been remixed, but I don't know by whom. So let's see what this sounds like. Dr. Groovy loves you on Kill Radio. I think Sinead O'Connor is Irish, right? Well, I hope so. Here's an old one.
I remember it. I'm ducking in a rainstorm. I'm sitting in the long grass in the summer, keeping warm. I remember it. Every rest. We were so young then, we thought that everything we could possibly do was right. And we moved stolen from our very eyes. And I wondered where you went to. And tell me, when did the light die?
meant to hurt you. I swear I didn't mean those things I said. I never meant to do that to you. Next time I keep my hands to myself instead. Oh, does she love you? What do you want to do? Does she need you like I do? You love her. Is she good for you? Does she hold you like I do?
Sinead. All right. And these guys, I'm pretty sure, are from Australia, so they're not Irish, but I bet they party. And the love train, baby. Yeah.
We'll be right back. streets with no name. Telling me all things are the same. I said I gotta get that girl on the love train. We'll be right back.
man, sex, love, and money. Get up, come. Hey! You're now rocking with the best. Black Dawn's exclusive. Fire in the dark. Freaky black beauty with the pretty pop. Where you work it out, got me feeling bang. I hit the Jeep, ready for the street. Heavy ghetto sweet, breezing through the evening. Bang, I'm on the launch pad for the warm blast. Got the John Shaft cock back and loaded. Bang, I beat the wall, jump body awesome. It's the way that you come and got me going. Bang, I'm on the back stretch rolling. I'm playing back all the magic moments. Don't front, you know I got you, know I got you. You sneaky freaky, but I know about you, know about you. You straight dope, I can't go without you, go without you. Lay back and relax your mind. About the double the dosage in half the time. Ha! Master physical mastermind. You play quiet, but in private that ass is mine. Huh? We body rocking the last time, and then we body rocking the last time, and then we body rocking the last time, and then we. Body rocking, body rocking now. Shallow one deep, and ain't nobody stopping. Home shallow ten deep, and ain't nobody stopping. Thousand shallow, hundred deep. I'm that body rocking.
I wanna see your mom get over Samson. I wanna see your mother just can't help myself. I wanna see your mom get over Samson. I wanna see your mother just can't help myself.
Get out, got me leaning. Bang. I hit the street easy in my seat, lightning on my feet, breezy like the evening. Bang. I'm on the launch pad, feel a warm blast, be strong, chef, cock back and loaded. Bang. Tap a wall, dumb body awesome. It's the way that you come and got me going. Bang. I'm on the back roads, rolling, bro. I'm playing back all the magic moments. Don't front, you know I got you, know I got you. Sneaky figgy, but I know about you, know about you. You're good air, can't go without you, go without you. Lay back and relax your mind. About the double the dosage and half the time. Huh, master physical, mastermind. You play quiet, but in private, the we body rocking the last time. And then we body rocking the last time. And then we body rocking the last time. And then we body rocking, we body rocking, we body rocking, we body rocking, we body rocking.
Don't stop the body rocks. I wanna see your mom get over Samson. I wanna see your lover just can't help myself. I wanna see your mom get over Samson. I wanna see your lover just can't help myself. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Picky, 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 picky black. Picky, 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 picky black.
Sex, love, and money.
Mos Def, thank you very much. What a talented man, that Mos Def. There's somebody that I could meet. I would definitely, he'd be one of them. Mos Def. An actor, a writer, a singer, producer. Probably more things that I don't even know about. But anyway, pretty cool. And it makes me think I've got to get some Missy Elliott because I think it would go along with that. And I don't have any, so I got to do that. So that was a nice mix between Wolf Mother. Okay, let's go through this. The Faint, Sinead O'Connor, Wolf Mother, Sebado, and Mos Def. All right? You want to hear that again? The Faint, Sinead O'Connor, Wolf Mother, Sebado, and Mos Def. Now, how many places? And then Chemical Brothers. That is a remix, the Underworld remix of Leave Home for the Acid House soundtrack. How many places on your radio dial are you going to find something like that? Not many. How many places on your web dial are you going to find that? And I would dare say, yet not many. But you can do it here, because I'm here. And the funny thing is that Kill Radio has all these crazy DJs doing all their crazy things, and whether their crazy thing is putting together weird types of music that you might not think would go together, but we do it anyway, or whether your crazy thing is doing a radio show that is like theater, or a comedy sketch, or interviewing bands, or playing the newest bands that nobody's ever heard of, you can find it all here at Kill Radio. And the way we can keep it going, if you want to donate, there's a little donate section on our front webpage. So please feel free to throw a couple bucks our way. We'd love it. And you can also, we're going to be having a contest coming up in the near future. One in particular will be a chance to win $200 and lots of stuff to redesign our website. So all of you web designers out there, get your fingers a-burning, because it's time. It's just around the corner. John Daly, who is the DJ for Standing Room Only on Friday nights, is getting that together. So keep a listen. Keep a listen out. Get your graphic brain going. And we'd love to see your ideas on how we can change our website. Because we here at Kill Radio are a collective. We all come together and make it happen. And you, our listeners, are part of that collective too. You might not know it, but you are. Because if you weren't there, we wouldn't be here. Because, well, I guess we would be. And, you know, I'd be doing what I'm doing right now and nobody would be listening. So, the whole connection, the whole bringing the circle around to meet itself again comes with you, our listeners. And I thank you so much for listening. I am Dr. Groovy. I am here with you every Saturday afternoon from 4:30 to 6 p.m. We listen to music. We talk about current events, politics, medical issues, questions you may have. You can feel free to call in or AOL instant message me, 213-252-0998, and the AOL instant messenger is Kill Radio Station. And you can go to my website, which is drgroovy.net, or you can go to my MySpace, which is MySpace/Dr. Groovy, or the MySpace of this show, MySpace/frequency N phrenology. So you can check it out those ways. So hey, this is some Chemical Brothers that's going on. That's pretty party-rific. So we'll listen to that. And then we got Stooges coming up, who are coming together for their reunion tour. Yay, 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 yay. Not that I really want to look at Iggy, but I like the Stooges. I like the way they sound, so hopefully they'll be kind of doing the same thing they used to do and not making it all produced and crazy sounding. But, you know, I really, yeah, I respect Iggy a lot, but man, I'd really rather not look at him when he performs. Sorry. And then I got some Socialist Distortion and some Stone Roses coming up for, you know, the day. Because I think they have, you know, they might not be Irish, but they're somewhere close to that. So I thought I'd play it. Hey, if you want to talk to me, feel free to give me a call. Otherwise, you listen and learn on Frequency and Phrenology, Kill Radio.
69, okay. Walk across the USA. It's another year for me and you. Another year with nothing to do. It's another year for me and you. Another year with nothing to do. Now last year I was 21. I didn't have a lot of fun. And now I'm gonna be 22. I say oh my and a boo-hoo. Yeah, now I'm gonna be 22. Oh my and a boo-hoo. Well, it's 1969, okay. All across the USA.
Coming to an end, Dr. Groovy, saying goodbye. I hope you guys have a great week. Not too eventful here on the show today, but, you know, it's always good with some good music. That's what I like to do, is just come here and play music that I like to hear. And maybe you will, too. Just like all those nice little guitars we heard on that Stooges album. So feel free to keep coming by, 4:30 to 6 p.m. on Saturdays. And Frequency and Phrenology will keep delivering to you. Dr. Groovy signing off. Have a good week. Bye.